Country Bob FM.
Bob FM, and here we go with today's Bob Almanac. My headphones are broken. I could use some Flex Seal.
I have some at home.
Why don't you stand up and look and see how goofy they look? They're kind of the high-grade plastic, which I believe some of the same plastic that they send on the space shuttle that they use to make these headphones, which are $20 a pair, I believe.
Yeah, they don't last forever.
I hate to see it because they're still operational. Usually when these headphones go down, it's usually an electronic, not a mechanical, not a physical ailment, not a structural failure. Usually one of the ears, left or right, usually cuts out.
This is structural.
Usually the wires fray, or it's from constant pulling of the cable outside of the socket, not of the jack. It usually causes problems.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I don't know if I can go on with this. Oh, I got some masking tape here. Stand by.
Talk amongst yourselves. Yeah. We're going to fix that. You found masking tape over there. Nice.
Yeah, there's some right here.
Okay.
Did you hear that?
I did.
It's not as good as duct tape. Masking tape is among the weakest of the tapes.
But for the application you're using it for, I think that should do the job. It's just your right ear, which is kind of
flapping around. Yeah. There's no way I could concentrate on the almanac today with that. And as you know, the almanac requires my full concentration and attention in order to pull it off on a daily basis. We wouldn't want to gyp the listeners with a half-hearted version of the almanac. They deserve more than that.
Right on.
Oh, my God. That worked perfectly.
Nice.
Thank you, Duct Tape. This brand is Tuck. So I'm now endorsing Tuck Masking Tape.
All right.
As we get into the almanac. Did I do the?
Yes.
Okay, we did. Here we go. Today is Friday, October 16th, 290th day of the year. 76 left to go, but 75 full days. If you include today, it's 76. 1793. I bet you they sharpened the guillotine even sharper. They sharpened the blade as sharp as it could, gave it a couple of extra runs against the stone for Queen Marie Antoinette. She was beheaded on this date.
Ouch.
She had told everybody to eat cake, let them eat cake, and they didn't like that. They didn't like her, and she'd been convicted of treason, and off with her head. Queen Marie Antoinette, this date, 1793, is during the French Revolution.
Yep.
It was Robespierre and his reign of terror.
That was the end.
And then they turned the guillotine around on those folks that were causing the terror. 1859, the John Brown's raid. Abolitionist John Brown led a group of about 20 men in a raid, including slaves. Harper's Valley. Did they do a song about that one?
Yes.
Harper's Ferry, PTA. Harper's Ferry, Virginia. An attempt to liberate and arm African-American slaves on this day. John Brown, 1859. 1945. Now, your father was a barber.
Yes, he was.
Do you know whether or not the reason he was a barber was because he was inspired by the NBC radio show called His Honor, The Barber?
I've never heard him mention that. No.
And you know, with your father being a barber, I would think that your haircuts would be better, Neil.
Well, he stopped barbering in 1970.
Oh, so yeah.
And he's been passed away for 7 years.
He had enough of everything.
Yeah. You know, it was Vietnam War, and everybody was growing. He went from doing nothing but flat tops and crew cuts to, what am I doing with these long-haired Vietnam protesters.
I thought maybe he got out of it because of the Great Lice outbreak of 1970.
No, but
that was
a problem.
Tell
you what, we always had we had fine crew cuts when I was a young lad.
I've never had a crew cut.
You've never been to my dad's barbershop?
Probably not.
He had a Floyd, like Floyd from Mayberry, one chair shop in Minnetonka Mills.
Those are the best kind.
Yep.
1954 this date, Elvis.
He's only 19 years old. He has a new, distinctive style. Elvis Presley. Let's give him a nice hand.
We've been singing his song.
Elvis Presley made his first radio appearance on the Louisiana Hayride, so you know... He went to the Grand Ole Opry, and they said, you know what, boy, you should go back to driving a truck.
Yeah, don't give up your day job.
And Elvis didn't listen to him, and then a month later, he's at the Louisiana Hayride.
That's all right, Mom.
One a little better here.
That's all right with you.
There he is performing. That's real Louisiana Hayride audio here today on the Almanac.
Nice.
And that was kind of the rival radio show to the Grand Ole Opry. It was huge. All the big guys, in fact, the guys that kind of pushed the envelope a little bit more towards rock and roll and rockabilly, they were more welcomed at the Louisiana Hayride, were they not, Neil?
Yes. Yes.
So that was 1954. 1972. Creedence Clearwater Revival. They disbanded on this date. Tom and John were not getting along. The brothers Fogerty. And then you had Stu Cook and Doug Clifford there kind of on the side. So Tom and John went their separate ways. John said goodbye. He went on to his solo career. Stu Cook and Doug Clifford, they then formed Creedence Clearwater Revisited. Did you ever see them?
I didn't.
They just weren't the same without John Fogerty, I'm sure.
And I think Stu Cook would be a part of Southern Pacific.
You know what? Now that you mention that, I remember that now.
Yeah.
So this was their last top 10 as CCR before they broke up. 1972. 1978. Say it with me. John Paul II, we love you. John, Neil, you're Catholic. John Paul II, we love you. This was this date in 78. Let's go to Vatican City.
This is quite an extraordinary surprise, Father O'Keefe.
Absolutely.
Cardinal Carroll, to be perfectly honest, I can't even pronounce his name yet. Wojtyla?
It's Wojtyla.
Wojtyla.
Carol Wojtyla.
Wojtyla. Although you spell it Wojtyla.
It's a lot easier just to say John Paul II, isn't it, Neil?
It is.
I'm glad that they dumb it down for us. He was the new pope this day, 1978, and Peter Jennings is going off air. All you can give me is this $5 phone to do this report from. We are naming a new pope guy.
Yeah, that's huge.
I mean, look what you give Dick Clark for his Rockin' Eve, New Year's. I mean, you give him the house. You give him the whole thing, all ABC. If Paul Harvey would have been here, he'd get a lot more than this $5 phone from Kmart. That's what Peter Jennings is saying. Peter Jennings was still a pretty good newsman, even in 78.
Yes, he was.
I mean, yes, he deserved was. Better.
He deserved, but
1978, 1984 in the news.
Good evening, everyone. A 14-day-old baby girl is fighting for her life tonight after receiving the heart of an infant baboon. It has never been done before, not successfully, and not on a patient so small.
Doctors praised the so far successful transplanting of a baboon heart into the body of a baby girl who was certain to die.
Baboon heart, we heard all about it in 84.
Yes, it was a big deal.
In fact, this day, in 84 and 87, two of the most famous babies of the 80s, Baby Faye, and then we had Baby Jessica.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which was 3 years later, and that took place in Texas.
Live and direct from Midland, Texas, Jessica McClure is up. She's alive. What a fighter.
Dan, we can barely see her from here, but they're holding her up.
Jessica McClure in Midland, Texas had spent nearly 3 days in an abandoned well. Jeez. Sound like an episode of Little House on the Prairie when Carrie fell down the abandoned mine shaft.
Mm-hmm.
I think they referenced and conferenced with Mr. Edwards. on how to do the rescue, and Victor French was on hand as simply just a person that they could confer with, and of course in that situation. But
he wasn't afraid to pick up a shovel either.
No, it wasn't, not at all. No. He used it often in Gunsmoke
many times.
Yeah. There's your Gunsmoke reference that we promised. So Jessica McClure, happy day in Midland, Texas, as the town and the state came together to save that young baby, just 18 months old. 1987.
Very scary news for a few days.
We need to remember a couple of great actresses and great wives and moms.
One of those instant cameras.
Oh. Yeah, Stanley and I bought it 3 years ago. We thought it'd be nice to take pictures of all the interesting places we go to.
How does it work?
I don't know. It's never been used.
Mrs. Roper died on this date at the age of 79. I don't know if she was a mom. I can't remember if they ever referenced whether the Ropers had any kids. But she was a wife.
I don't remember that.
Had to deal with Stanley Roper.
He was no
of
bargain.
Of course. Certainly not. But they made for a great combination. Very funny on Three's Company. Audra Lindley, one of the Almanac's favorites, is 79. And then also we have Barbara Billingsley to remember.
You know, I have an idea. Beaver likes Penny.
Likes her? Why, he's flipped over. Well, at least as much as a kid his age can flip.
Well, isn't that the cutest thing?
Yeah, but I wouldn't tell him that. He's liable to go ape on you or something.
Molly, I don't like you using words like flip and ape.
Oh, she's going. June's going to get the soap.
So, how
Wally
dare you,
how dare you say the words flip and ape?
I guess they didn't watch Flip Wilson.
Apparently not. So Barbara Billingsley, she speaks jive.
Well, yes.
So, you know, Wally could go that route. So she died on this date in 2010 at the age of 94. Wow. 2011, 9 years ago.
They came to the Washington Mall to honor Martin Luther King Jr., people of many different colors and backgrounds, the aging veterans of the civil rights movement, the president and his family.
That is why
Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial, this date, was dedicated. That was 2011. It's surprising it took that long.
Yeah.
When you think about the March on Washington and the I Have a Dream speech and things like that that took place.
Iconic.
In the early 60s, it was. So that was 2011. Then a year ago, let's dig up some dead bodies.
Archaeologists uncovered at least 20 ancient Egyptian coffins dating back to late periods of 1994 BC to 332 BC. Egypt's Ministry of Antiquities says the sealed wooden coffins were found in the southern city of Luxor. They were discovered at the ancient Egyptians, or as the ancient Egyptians.
So my point on all this is, when these ancient Egyptians laid their loved ones and their leaders to rest, would they have been okay if he said, yeah, you know, in several thousand years, they'll just dig them up and put them on display? Do you think those people would be okay with that?
I don't think so.
No, think about that.
I don't believe so.
Think about that. Thousand years, Lincoln's tomb, wherever, you know, or just Joe Blow at a cemetery. Here lies Joe Blow.
I don't want them digging me up in a thousand years and put me on display.
No. Let them lie. Let them rest in peace.
Yes.
So that was this
date. Or the mummy will come back and haunt you.
Well, I think that's been well documented that that can happen.
Watch Johnny Quest. Hello.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Coin. That's from Scooby-Doo.
The great god Anubis is displeased.
Well, of course he would be. Angela Lansbury's on our birthday list today. Is that her on the piano? Do you have any clue?
Tom Bosley.
Actually, you know what they did? They wired up her typewriter to a synthesizer. That's her on the typewriter actually playing the piano. Because you know she's typing there at the beginning of the show.
Right.
So.
That's right.
That's
very
Angela
clever.
Lansbury on the show Murder. She wrote. So 95 today for Angela Lansbury. Barry Corbin is 80. Let's hear an Urban Cowboy clip here. We just talked about Urban Cowboy a few weeks ago.
You know, Bud, sometimes even a cowboy's got to swallow his pride and hold on to somebody he loves.
Swaller.
What do you mean? Hell, I know. I pretty near lost Corrine and the kids a couple of times just because of pride. You know, you think that old pride's going to choke you going down, but I tell you what.
That's Bud's uncle on Urban Cowboy, Barry Corbin, and that is just before. He's working at the refinery. There is a lightning strike, and he dies in an awful refinery accident. An Urban Cowboy, Barry Corbin, is 80.
He's been in quite
today.
A few Westerns,
Yeah, he was in Northern Exposure. He was the major in War Games as well.
Sure.
Tell him to go to DEFCON 3 or whatever it was. So Barry Corbin, still with us. He's 80 today. Tim McCarver, baseball guy.
It has not been proven, but I think ultimately it will be proven that the air is thinner now. There have been climactic changes over the last 50 years in the world. And I think that's one of the reasons that balls are carrying much better now than I remember.
Believe that?
Well,
I don't know.
Tim.
I don't know.
It's modern technology and juice
bats baseballs. Yeah, exactly. Stronger players, faster bat speeds, launch angles. all that. I don't think it's because of the air. Maybe it is. I don't. Probably not, though. He's a little thin. And his theory has not been peer reviewed.
No.
79 for Tim McCarver. The Turner of Bachman Turner Overdrive, Fred Turner. But if you looked on the album, he was actually listed as C.F. Turner. You've probably seen that, Neil.
Yeah.
Roll on down the highway with BTO, Fred Turner, 77. Suzanne Summers, one of the Three's Company gang.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is typical, getting a girl pregnant. Only a man would do a thing like that.
And I think undoubtedly it probably happened, or at least started at the Regal Beagle.
Uh-huh.
Suzanne Summers, probably the strongest set of thighs, too. Stronger than any professional wrestler because of the thigh master.
She worked at him, though.
Because she could put you in the figure four or the scissors headlock. It's goodnight, Irene.
Yep.
Goodnight, Chrissy Snow. Suzanne Summers, 74. Tim Robbins.
I guess it comes down to a simple choice, really. Busy living, you get busy dying.
A Shawshank Redemption. Have you ever seen that one from the beginning to end?
I have.
Okay, good. Tim Robbins, 62. Flea.
Come on. Stick your card in the slot and I'll handle it. Unless you want everyone in the division to think you're chicken.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. No, no, no. Needles.
Nobody calls me Chicken Needles. Nobody!
He was Needles. You also know him as a member of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Ah.
Bouncing around stage with nothing on but a sock. Flea. You've seen that video, have
yes,
you not, Neil?
Yeah.
Flea is 58. These gals are wearing more than just a sock. Wilson Phillips.
Oh, yeah.
Fully clothed on the beach singing Hold On. One of the Wilson sisters. You had your Carney, you had your Wendy. China Phillips doing a lot of the heavy lifting on this song. Wendy Wilson is 51. You remember the show Life Goes On? Ever watch that one?
No. I didn't watch that
What one. Do you watch?
Well, I watch predominantly Gunsmoke.
Yes.
Take a hike, Becca.
Did they ever say take a hike, Becca, on Gunsmoke? Did Marshall Dillon ever say take a hike, Kitty? Take a hike, Becca.
I've seen most of the 20 years of episodes. I don't recall it.
Kelly Martin, who is Becca on Life Goes On. Then she went on to a nice role on ER, 45.
Okay. So we keep waiting on the world to change. We keep on waiting on the world to change.
John Mayer. Don't call him Meyer. It's John Mayer. 43 today. And now, go ahead, Neil. Friday gone, but not forgotten.
All right, let's see what is here. It's, again, not a huge list. Lexicographer Noah Webster. That means he does dictionaries, and he's an expert on the English language. He created we had a Webster's Dictionary at our house, 1758.
If you didn't, you weren't American,
right,
or you
right,
weren't,
right.
You didn't speak English if you didn't have that dictionary. You needed to look it up, especially if you're going to play some Scrabble.
For sure. Baseball Hall of Famer Goose Goslin, fine outfielder. I think he was a Washington Senator.
You're correct.
If I'm not mistaken. Born on this day, 1900. Nico, it's just one name, you know, one of the early one-named people, a musician, actress. She was the singer with the Velvet Underground. 1938, an outstanding multi-sport athlete, Dave DeBuscher, but most people know him as a member of the New York Knicks World Championship teams with Willis Reed and Walt Frazier in the early 70s. Dave DeBuscher, born on this day, 1940. And you remember 7'7" Manute Bol?
And now Majestic Caribbean has Manute Bol, star of the NBA. All three ships have Manute Bol. Call 1-600-4-MANUTE and join the fun.
I'll be there.
He'll be there.
That's a cruise I'd want to go on. That was a Saturday Night Live skit.
Yes.
And Manute Bol. You know, he has a son.
Yes.
Bol Bol.
Oh, my. Well.
So, you know, you should have named your son Neil.
It would seem to be
Oh,
the
hello,
thing to
Neil.
Do.
Hello, Dan Fielding.
Yes.
Neil. Bowl. Must be, you know, they're from, I think, the Sudan, so maybe that's a tradition that you take your first name as your surname, maybe for your firstborn or something like that.
But instead of Manute Bol Jr., it was Bol Bol.
Maybe he's in the NBA. I think Denver Nuggets, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right. Manute Bol left us way too early.
I like how you add the extra syllable on Manute.
Yes, he was born on this day, 1962, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot one of the Vikings members of the Ring of Honor.
Without a huddle, on first and 10 from the 11, and Esiason in the grasp and sacked at the 25 by Dolman.
Ooh. Chris Dolman, 1961, just passed away earlier this year from brain cancer.
Yeah, that was sad.
Hall of Famer.
Number 56.
Several Pro Bowls here with the Vikings. Just a terrifying defensive end.
Feared pass rusher.
Feared. Came in as an outside linebacker,
kind of,
and they converted him
linebacker.
To a DA, man, to the DE.
That was a good move.
Chris Dolman, 1961.
Now they're all gone. But not forgotten.
It's the Friday Bobathon. It's one of the most important ones of our lives. It's BJ Thomas, Whatever Happened to Old Fashioned Love.
Uh-huh.
You could also start it out with Travis Tritt, It's a Great Day to Be Alive, or Steve Warner, He's Getting in His Car. Hopefully it's not disabled, not a disabled vehicle, because he doesn't want to get stuck on the side of life's highway.
Travis Tritt.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud.